Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. When the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference moved its basketball tournament from frequent host city Albany, then Loyola coach Jimmy Patsos was perhaps more upset than even arena and city officials. Patsos loved the downtown experience, he loved Albany's restaurants, and he loved the knowledgeable college basketball crowds that made mid-major basketball feel like the big time each March. Now, after 9 years at Loyola, where he took the Greyhounds from a 6-win season his first year all the way to the NCAA tournament in 2012, Patsos can call his favorite MAC city home. Patsos was recently named head coach at Siena, and he takes over a program that did a 180 over the past 3 seasons under the fired Mitch Bonaguro after a three-peat for coach Fran McCaffrey, who's now at Iowa. For Patsos, who won a national championship as an assistant at Maryland in 2002, the Siena job means he can stay in the MAC since Loyola is leaving for the Patriot League. It also means he has to win soon because the Saints have a rabid fan base that's ready to return to the top of the conference after 3 years in the wilderness. One thing is for sure, Siena fans are in for some excitement since Patsos is the dictionary definition of colorful coach, known for his loquacious press conferences, sideline outbursts, and sometimes untraditional strategy. Jimmy Patsos, welcome to the Roundtable. Welcome to Albany.
Ian, I love it. You're like a college professor. You're sort of giving me bad news, but in a very positive way.
No,
so
I appreciate that.
Thank you,
and thanks for coming in and seeing us. I think it's good news. I think Albany is going to love you if you can win. So the question is, how do you do it?
No, you have to win, but you have to win the right way. Remember, I work for Gary Williams. I was a high school coach. I played for Catholic University for Jack Bruin, who's a wonderful guy who ended up going to Colgate. He passed away from cancer. I worked for Carol Holmes and Coach Lawrence Moten, who went on to star at Syracuse. These are some of my upstate New York ties. You know, I had a guy go to Colgate and coach. I had Lawrence Moten go to Syracuse. At Maryland, we were very fortunate to have a really good team. Gary Williams took over one of the worst situations in college basketball after Len Bias' situation. Built that up the right way, and we caught Carolina and Duke. The team that we played in the year we won in 2002 was Siena. I saw their fans in 2002 down in Washington and said, that's a really interesting thing. I thought they'd just roll in here with a couple people and no players. Casper Karangwa was here. They played really well. Then I got the job at Loyola, and then, you know, they weren't very good, and it was a lacrosse school, and they just didn't care about basketball. But you have to get good players, but you have to get players that are good people, and you have to get players that are pretty smart, because, you know, you got to want run and press and change defenses, but I believe it's all connected. I'm going to do cultural things. I want kids that are interested in different things. I took my players to see Midnight in Paris with Woody Allen's movie. It's good.
That's a good one.
It's good. It's like visiting Paris. The first 5 minutes of that's like visiting Paris. That's important. They have to appreciate that, be good citizens, and then play basketball well, because I thought the best thing you said is, if I don't win here, they'll fire me, but that's okay.
Well, you said in your press conference when they introduced you that this is the kind of job where you dream about it, you get it, and then you stay. You know, how long had you thought about coming to Siena? You coached against them for the last 9 years.
I didn't know it was going to open. You know, Fran McCaffrey is a friend of mine. I know him and his wife, Margaret, so we shared the same agent. You know, it's just one of those things. If ever, you know, you didn't know if it was here or if it was Albany. I just like the basketball town. Would I stay long? Sure, if we win. I see this as a job that you can win at and stay at. There's Butler. There's VCU. There's Xavier. There's Gonzaga. There's St. Joe's. There's Wichita State. There's Creighton. These are places that don't have football, and they have rabid fan bases. You have that. You have to add some resources here. You know, I don't have a private jet. Mark Few says, fuel the jet up. We're going to recruit somebody. We're not there yet.
That's Gonzaga, which is sort of redefined.
Gonzaga would be the Gonzaga, and they're of the West. But they're the same size school, and the Albany fan base is great, and they're educated fan base. They know what they're talking about. Why do you stay here? Because if you get this thing going, it's a great place to live. You know, from Saratoga, Troy, Schenectady, Albany, all around, all the way over to Springfield. You have a lot of people that like basketball, but it's a great place to live. It's great. There's a good education system. There's lots to do. It's a great place in the summer. I can coach anywhere for 8 months. It doesn't matter where I live during basketball season. If I live in Miami or Alaska, I'm going to do the same thing for 8 months. Go to practice, watch tape, try and recruit, occasionally fit my wife in occasionally. She's all right. She's a lobbyist. She has her own worries. But it's the other 4 months that you live your life. Well, there's no better place to live than this region for 4 months. You have Lake George, Saratoga. The weather's great. You can get to the Cape. You can get to New York. Your airport's great. So for me, this is a fantastic place to live.
How much time do you actually have to spend on the road recruiting? And related question, in your press conference introducing you as the coach, you talked about getting a MAC kind of player as opposed to a Patriot League kind of player. Who is that kid you're looking for?
You know, there's nothing wrong with the Patriot League. They had a kid in Muscala this year that I think the Celtics should draft in the second round. He's from Bucknell. Great kid. C.J. McCollum was at Lehigh. They beat Duke. He's going to get drafted. It's just, they might not be as an impact player, but let's be honest, you're not getting a lot of second chance kids at the Patriot League level. You may recruit three or four kids a year, and one may be second chance kid, meaning economic, socioeconomic, his demographics don't fit the Patriot League. Okay, he's a great student, and he can go. The MAC, first of all, you're getting some transfers here. It's a really good transfer league. Kids from the Big East, the Atlantic 10, the ACC, the Big 10, they want to transfer. They go, let's go to the MAC. It's a great basketball league. There's also some kids I had from Baltimore, thanks to my president, Father Brian Linane, a great man, a great Jesuit, a great educator, who said, let's take some kids from Baltimore and keep them home. And Baltimore's Baltimore, D.C. Maybe they finished a Catholic school. Maybe they were good in service. Maybe they had some okay grades, but they didn't do so well in their SAT. Let's talk to them as people, figure out whether they can be successful here. And they were. In the Patriot League and the Ivy League, there's an academic index. You can write the greatest essay in the world and you're not getting in if you don't have the numbers. I'm not saying that system's right or wrong. Just might not be for me as much as I coached in Washington, D.C. in an all-black high school. I went to Catholic University of America. Maryland is the most diverse campus in the country. They had the first black basketball player in the ACC, Billy Jones, in 1966. He was Gary Williams' roommate. My point is, maybe I want to be there where I can take some kids who would not normally go to college, make sure they do the right thing, don't get arrested. I've had some issues with players at Siena that something happened before I got there, and we're going to fix it. They're going to be held accountable. They're going to be regular students. They're going to go to the Guggenheim when I say to go there. We're going to go see Golden Boy on Broadway, which we went this year. And then we're going to win basketball games, and we're going to be good students and good people and all that. John Wooden gave me a great thing, because I went to lunch at John Wooden's house a couple times. He lived in a two-bedroom in Westwood. Very interesting guy. He was a big poetry man. He loved poetry, John Wooden. Jimmy, they're college students that happen to be good athletes. I said, Coach, who taught you that? He said, Bill Walton. All the students were protesting. It was a very difficult time in history. I said, Bill, I understand what you're doing. You're also a good basketball player, but I understand. Now, you can't smoke weed in the locker room, because remember, Bill Walton wanted to do that.
Sure.
That's known. He said, but you can protest the war.
Follow the dead and all that stuff, yeah.
He said, you can do some of that as a regular college student, but you're not going to bring that into our program and our team. On the team, we're all here together. And I thought that was just, he just said to me, it's, you got to let them be college students. And I get that, but they also have a lot of responsibility and they're on full scholarship.
I've enjoyed when Loyola comes up here just to read the coverage of you and the kind of coach you are over the years, and bringing kids to the museum, taking them to a movie, making sure they're listening to public TV or public radio.
Cornel West and Tavis Smiley, I was on these guys already. Every kid at Loyola knows exactly who they are and what they stand for.
A lot of coaches would rather spend the 2 hours breaking down tape. I mean, why is that so important to you, that there's a cultural aspect to your stewardship of these players?
Right, Auerbach, you get good players. Three things. You got to recruit good players, you got to coach them up, and you got to promote the program. And coaching takes a form of on and off the court. I'm a pretty simple guy because I'm all over the place, so I got to go back to my little rules. Recruit good players, coach them up on and off the court, and promote the program. Red Auerbach said, I did all that for the Celtics. Remember, back then you had one assistant and a trainer. But you got to go to lunch with people. That's promoting. And you got to go to the movies. You have to live your life, There's a lot to be said about balance. Too much information can overwhelm us, Fear causes hesitation. Hesitation will cause your worst fears to come true. You can't get them overthinking. I don't have to have my guys go to Guggenheim and see every exhibit. I just want them to walk the circular thing. And they left there and they said, that's the teacup museum. It's interesting to hear what people say. They saw a commercial and said, Coach took us to that. Okay, we saw Al Gore's thing on the Inconvenient Truth, whether that's true or not, the global warming. At least they can say in their classroom, hey, I know what he's talking about. They know that Cornel West was at Harvard and got pushed out and went to Princeton, and that him and Tavis Smiley went around the country. And that was hosted by a white man, actually. Phil Donahue, you hosted the two-part series on that, which was for them to see. And they're like, why are the two brothers having a white guy host this? I said, because he's a good journalist. It's not about that. It's about moving forward, progress, and who's saying the right thing. I think kids are smarter than we give them credit for. I'm not going to ask them to go to the museum for 8 hours. We went to Martin Luther King's thing to see the Lorraine Hotel. They got it. We went to Graceland. They got it. But if you want to learn about culture, they liked the play, Golden Boy. Yeah, they all thought it was a little long, but they liked it. they liked going to Newport to see. I took them all to the mansions in Newport. They liked that. They liked the Muhammad Ali Museum in Louisville. They didn't really know he was from Louisville. They saw the movie. These kids can learn, and they want to be exposed to stuff. And by the way, if we watch film all day, that means I have to watch film all day. So we're not going to do that.
Well, Coach, it seems that you're going to hire a former UAlbany great to be an assistant, and you have the opening game of this coming season in November is against your crosstown rival, Albany. You didn't pull any punches about that game. You feel you have to win.
I didn't say that. I said it, they would like me to win. I think it's just an important game. Okay. I think it's a great game. I would like to open every year. I think it's to open college basketball and have a chance to grab the headlines, have 10 to 12,000 people in there. That's a unique situation because they can play who they want on these big schools. They're usually playing a money game, which means they pay the team to come. They don't sell out and stuff like that. That's a real game. It's a meaningful game. It's a Friday night. I think it's a great thing to play it. And Will Brown and I talked yesterday because you talked about I may hire Lucius Jordan. I would like to hire him. He has to go through the hiring process. I think he'll be a very good guy for the kids to see. He's a role model. He's from this area. He went to coach at James Madison with Mike Dean and Matt Brady, a CNN alum, but he played for Will Brown at Albany. The Albany game is great. I'm grateful. We're lucky here in Albany that we have a game that draws like that. Whoever wins that game, you know what they get? Nothing.
Well, they get the Albany Cup.
Right. I'm talking about, you're right. I take that back. But they don't go, that doesn't go to the NCAA. If you lose every game afterwards, you'll fire me. That game is great for recruiting and promoting the program. Sure, I like to test myself as a coach against Will Brown. I did that last year. Luckily, we beat them, and we beat them in the last second. He's a very good coach. They had a very good year. I expect them to be good. I wish Georgetown and Maryland played, and I was at Maryland. They didn't. Gary Williams and myself scheduled the game. We beat them, and then they canceled it. That's a really mature approach. Anyways, oh, you beat us. We don't want to play anymore. Isn't that great? I'm not going to do that at Albany and Siena. I'd love to play Syracuse home and home. I'd love to play Providence home and home. And Ed Cooley has talked about that. What we have to do is find kids from here that are at other schools. Mm. Like when Taylor Batter was here, Penn State should come back. That was the Dean Smith way. That was the Mike Krzyzewski way. Gary Williams and we didn't do that. I played an NCAA champion every year, whether it was Michigan State. I think one year we didn't this year. Well, Memphis, but they had their banner taken down. So.
Right.
I like to play a Final Four team because the kids remember that. We played Kansas. We played Michigan State. We played Georgetown. You know, we played all these different teams that have had banners hanging up, the NC State. And you show them that's like tradition, and that's a good thing for the kids to see. You go, they pay you, you get on national television. Once again, it's a great experience. They're going to show their kids Duke and say, we played there. I got a winner, they'll fire me, but if I even get fired, at least I know my kids will love me, and they learn from me. They learn from me, and they became better people from me, and then hopefully they carried that on. The Albany game is part of that. That's great tradition. I will never complain about that game. I think it's a great game to play. I'm looking forward to play it. And it will prepare us for the season where we have to win our conference regular season to go to the NIT or win the tournament 3 games in March or have a winning record and go to the CBI and the CIT. For our listeners, it used to just be the NCAA. Then it was the NIT.
And now there's a lot of good teams.
There is. You know, 130 teams go. And going to CBI and CIT is great. Will Brown and Albany can prepare us for that. But let's not forget, we're going to recruit players and promote them. The program. Those are great things. Recruits want to see that game. They want to come. I just, you know, Javion from Troy High School near here, a really important freshman, had signed a letter. Well, he wasn't sure if he wanted to come. Now, he met me. It took a few times, you know. We talked about why you should come here, be a local kid, great education. Your mother wants you here. He said, I want to play in that Albany-Siena game. Mm. That's how important that game is, and I appreciate that.
The one thing that hasn't happened in this area is Albany's had a good run and got back to the tournament this past year. Siena has had, you know, 3 of the best years you'll ever see on this level. They haven't happened at the same time yet, and I think if that ever was to occur, this would be a crazy town for the month of March, and it just hasn't lined up just right yet.
You know, you're a smart guy, and you test, and I don't mean to equate this to Georgetown, Maryland, because it's just that I was at Maryland for so long. Now, at Loyola, we played those games, but we don't have that. And that happened in lacrosse when Loyola and John Hopkins are both good in lacrosse. Mm-hmm. Loyola won it last year. You're right. The interest even peaks even more. Will Brown and Albany will be good. Siena, we will be good, or I will be co-hosting
we'll
your show.
Talking to
at
another
night.
Coach?
No, maybe I'll be co-hosting. Gee,
I mean,
Matt,
all right.
Says politics. My wife's a Republican lobbyist. I'm a Democrat. I'm a registered independent. I could do lots of shows. That would be interesting to see if both teams got good. I think both programs are in good shape, though. And we're like opening with Skidmore as an exhibition game, which I think is good. John Dargenio, my athletic director, who has a lot of experience, and he's a really good guy and knows the business. See, I like that. Skidmore went to the NCAA. Joe Burke's the coach up the street. They're a Division III NCAA team. That doesn't mean anything, but they're a good team, so I want to bring them in. Albany, you want to get them good and bring them in. When Marist gets good, I think a lot of those people can drive up. I'm down with that situation. UMass, they'll come over. So I agree with you on that.
All right, you kind of talked about this a second ago. You got to get to the NCAA in this level of college basketball to be called a success. I mean, for what it's worth, Albany this past year, They got one of the best weeks you'll ever see, and they ended up in the NCAA tournament. All of a sudden, it's an extension for the coach, most likely, and people are off his back a little bit. How hard is it to actually get to the NCAA tournament when you're in these one-bid leagues?
We have a 9% chance.
Yeah.
We now have 11 teams in the league. Okay, we have a 9.01. We have 9 times 11, 99%. Okay, we have a 9% chance of going because 11 teams are going to make that last weekend, and you have to play. Now, if you come in 1 through 5, you only play 3 games. If you come in 6 through 11, in case anybody's wondering, you know, the higher you do, you only have to play 3 games. It's 3 games in March. But if you have a good non-conference RPI and stuff, you might sneak into the NCAA.
Well, the MAC got 2 teams in 2 years ago. It's not impossible.
They got 3. They've had 2 teams 3 times in 30 years. That's back to my 10%er. We have a 10% chance of going to the NCAA, and we have a 10% chance of getting 2 teams in the NCAA. These are strictly based on figures that are math figures. I'm not a math guy. I didn't go to MIT. I'm Goodwill Hunting from Boston, but basketball got me out of there, not math. You know, because I grew up in Boston. I went to D.C. and never looked back. We have a 10% chance of going to the NCAA tournament. We have a 10% chance of winning the regular season going to the NIT. Now we have a 10% chance of going to the CBI and a 10% chance of going to the CIT. But if you add them up, we got a 40% chance of going to the postseason, and that's pretty good, and I'll take those odds. And people will be saying, well, we want to go to the NCAA. Well, I get you. People in hell want ice water too, so I don't know what to give you on that. I'm trying, you know? So my success is not big. I don't judge myself on the NCAA. Because you could have a really good team and lose on a last-second shot.
It's happened.
Bill Carmody, 2 years ago at Northwestern, missed a 5-footer against Minnesota. They win, they go to the NCAA for the first time in history.
Ever, yeah.
They miss, they go to the NIT. Everybody says, good try. He has bad year, injury ridden, he's fired and done out of coaching. This is the business we've chosen. I'm not asking for anybody's sympathy, but it's a funny thing. I'm looking for stability in my team's play, in my team's character and behavior, and in our ability to represent ourselves out in the community. And then hopefully you win the 3 games in March. Hopefully you get in first or second place and get a bid. Hopefully you come in second, third, or fourth and go to the CBI or CIT. That is successful to the kids. Remember, I'm coaching some parents' most precious asset, trying to win a just war. Like, this isn't war. I hate when guys say it's a war. It's not a war. It's a basketball game. But in the Bible, they talk about just wars and you need warriors. This is just a form of we're playing a game. But nobody's dying and nobody has cancer and we're doing well. These kids, did they have a good time? Did I give them an education? And did they win? Because you feel better about winning. Did they go the postseason? NCAA, that's an added bonus, but it's not. It's a one-bid league. Until we grow up and understand we're a one-bid league and what we do about that, it's different.
You have been known as colorful. I said it in the lead. You know, a million newspaper stories have been written about your quote-unquote antics. How much of that is taking attention off your kids, and how much of that is the real Jimmy Patsos?
I mean,
you'll go up and
real.
Sit in the crowd.
Nah, that was the one. Look, I went up in the crowd for 5 minutes to talk to my AD. I went up to see Joe Boylan and say, that referee's going to try and throw me out. I don't want to get thrown out, so I'm coming up here to talk to you. And I went back down, and Jeff Goodman wrote it. Hey, it's the media's job to sell papers. I got it.
But you weren't completely innocent in that.
I didn't say I was innocent. I was just taking a few minutes break. You know, my girlfriend had just moved out on me. You know, I was going through some struggles there. Our team wasn't very good. We won 18 and 19 games. I felt like we weren't being represented very well in the MAC. We were always, remember, everybody talks about this. Siena's great because it's a good job with high expectations. There's some jobs, like when we were at the ACC at Maryland, they were, hey, just come in third or fourth. Well, we want to win it. Win it. Duke's got to win it. Carolina's got to win it. NC State's got to win it. Tobacco Road, maybe Georgia Tech and all our sponsors like Coca-Cola and everybody from down. Oh, you guys think that doesn't happen? It does happen. Leagues are built around certain programs. The Big 12 is built around Kansas. The Big East is built around Syracuse, Connecticut, St. John's, the Garden. Louisville and them have done a great job infiltrating.
Loyola just being farther away?
Farther away. Maryland was out of the jurisdiction. Do you really think that the ACC says, hey, Boston College, what can we do to help you win? Sorry, I believe in political conspiracies. The Manchurian Candidate, both the original and the new one, were some of my favorite movies. My point is this. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's just, where's the center of your universe and where does it go out to? The Pac-12 is built around UCLA and USC and Arizona. It doesn't mean anything bad. They're not running to Washington State and saying, hey, what can we do for you? The league office is down there. So let's talk about that. This league is, I hope the tournament comes back to Albany. It deserves to be here, the tournament.
Me too. I will second that.
They draw. The sponsors are here. It's a hotel. It doesn't matter. Loyola, I was a little bit messed up because we got 18 and 19 wins, and I think they kind of said, that's good. That's great. You're helping our RPI, but you don't really have to be the champion of our league. You win in soccer. You win in lacrosse. Your women's and men's lacrosse team school. You win in swimming and diving. You've won enough.
So you never resented Siena getting to play at home?
No. I thought it was great. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying there's some things out there. There's some outside factors, you know, that it makes it harder, you know? So let's go back to your question. Why are some of these jobs and stuff what happened to me? I had a really good run. I just watched Survive in Advance. Jim Valvano double-teamed Ralph Sampson, and it worked, and they won, and he was a genius. I double-teamed Curry.
On Curry, sure.
Hey, they were up 25. We had played James Madison. We had six players. I've learned not to do that anymore. First of all, I've grown up. Second of all, it's easier to just do the right thing and then explain to yourself. But that was a time in my life that wasn't so great personally. I wasn't sure I wanted to coach anymore. I thought maybe I missed the big time. I got some refs coming at me. I'd taken some time off from, I wasn't really drinking or anything. I was trying to lose a lot of weight. I didn't have a drinking issue. I just was trying to lose a lot of weight. So
Which
I cut everything
did.
Out I, for a year and a half, but I was not happy. My girlfriend had moved out because she hates coaching. She was in love with me for 4 months, could deal with me for 4 months and hated me for 4 months. So I have someone I'm about to marry.
It's
to
like
move
damn
out.
Yankees.
Damn Yankees. It's the same thing. At 22, I went into coaching. I woke up and I was 42 with no life. I've decided I like coaching. I enjoy the challenges, but I like the players, I like people, and I'm not going to do whatever it takes to win games. I'm going to win games the right way.
Jimmy Patsos, the new Siena College men's basketball coach. Welcome to Albany, as I say, and I think this town really is going to love you should you win some games. I think you will, and you'll have to come in and see us again sometime.
Ian, thanks for having me. I'm very grateful. My sister, Terry Stanley, just loves NPR. She's in Boston, and I do, and Feinstein. I've listened to a million times, and I think NPR... it's just an important thing in American radio, so don't let them take that away. And I'll be watching Charlie Rose and Tavis Smiley tonight.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.